Today I'm going to read one of my favorite recipes that I never get right. We're going to make a peach and creme fraiche pie. Using half of a recipe of pie crust, chilled for at least an hour in the fridge. We're going to make a streusel using a quarter cup of confectioner's sugar, a quarter teaspoon baking powder, a pinch of salt, 3 to 6 tablespoons all-purpose flour, and a quarter cup of cold, unsalted butter cut into pieces. For the filling, we need 1.5 pounds of ripe yellow peaches, pitted and quartered, and 2 to 4 tablespoons of granulated sugar, a pinch of salt, and 5 tablespoons of creme fraiche. Prepare your pie dough. Roll it out to about an 8-inch thick and fit into a regular pie plate. Trim the edges to 1/2 inch. Fold under and crimp as desired. Pierce the bottom of the dough all over with a fork and transfer to the freezer for 30 minutes. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees right before you take it out. Now it's time for us to make the streusel. Stir confectioner's sugar, baking powder, salt, and 3 tablespoons of flour together in a small bowl. Add bits of cold butter, and either using a fork or pastry blender or your fingertips, work them into the flour mixture until it resembles coarse crumbs. Add additional flour as needed. And then we make the filling. Sprinkle quartered peaches with sugar. Add salt and let sit for 10 minutes. Spread 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche in the bottom of a par-baked pie shell. Sprinkle with 1/3 of the streusel, and then fan the peach quarters decoratively on top. Dot the remaining 3 tablespoons of creme fraiche on the peaches, and sprinkle it with the remaining streusel. Bake the pie until the creme fraiche is bubbling and the streusel is golden brown. Should take about 50 minutes. Let cool on a wire rack at least 15 minutes before serving.